Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Our preacher today is from England, and so following their calendar, we celebrate January 8th, and we hear from Father Ewan Marley, prior of the St. Michael's Priory, the Blackfriars in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled Parties and Green Spaces in the Desert.
In England and Wales, Epiphany celebrated on a Sunday, so the Gospel will be from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 34 to 44. Begin the reading of the Gospel. That time when Jesus went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he compassionated them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. He began to teach them many things. When it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" He said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." When they found out, they said, "Five and two fish." He commanded them all to sit down in groups on the green grass. They sat down in groups by hundreds and by fifties. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing, and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. He divided the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. They took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. Those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men. The Gospel of the Lord. There's a curious Hebrew idiom which is difficult to translate into modern languages, even though it's a very simple idiom. And the simple idiom is that they repeat the same word twice. And it means that this is a way of grouping things. So the most famous one is Noah's Ark. The animals went in two by two. In Hebrew, it's simply the word two twice. They went in two, two. Another common one is yom, yom, which is repeating the Hebrew word yom for day, so day, day. But that's usually translated day by day. And this idiom occurs, even though it's in the Greek, in the Gospel of Mark, and it's quite important. But like many uses of this idiom, quite hard to translate. It goes with the question, which is why Christ fed the multitude. Why did he feed them with loaves and fishes? Well, firstly, there are two versions, two stories in the Gospel of Mark, and also Christ refers to two to make it clear they were two different events. And in this one, it's the apostles who raise the question. And the reason that that's important is because the reason really that Christ feeds them is not because otherwise they would go hungry. The apostles say there is an alternative, they can go away, they can buy themselves food to eat. They're not that poor. Other versions stress the dangers of the desert, you know, they might faint on the way, it gives practical reasons, but I think here we should stick to what the apostles say. Yes, they can feed themselves, but the thing is they have to feed themselves by themselves, on their own. And that means they will disperse. So this particular passage is about gathering, about bringing together. And that's why it's the apostles who speak. And you notice that in this version, at the end there are 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. The other version, it's 7 baskets. And those are the important numbers. It's not the numbers of how many loaves and fishes they had in the first place, 5 loaves, 2 fish, that's... It's not important, because what's always important is what things become. The bread and wine are not as important as the body and blood of Christ. And everything we build, the materials matter, to use the right materials, but the thing that matters is what we build, what we make out of the pieces. So 12 baskets for the 12 apostles, 12 tribes of Israel, the church. 7 baskets is because of creation. The creation that brings all good things into being. And there you see the point that the apostles don't understand that their job is to gather, to keep together, to help us to belong to each other. And if we've read a little bit earlier in this passage, we would know that the apostles have been sent out. They come back, they say to Jesus all the things that they had done and taught. He says, "Now come away with me to a quiet place or a deserted place and rest a little." People are coming and going and they don't have time to eat. And you notice that they don't have time to eat because they're all rushing about. And that's when the crowd gathers in the desert, because Christ said, "Come to the desert and then let's eat together." If you eat together, the crowd comes, let them eat with you. So Christ says, give them something to eat. And this is where the Hebrew idiom comes in and where it's hard to translate. So chapter 6, we're in verse 39. And he gave orders them to lie down all together. Lying down or sitting down would be the standard way in which you would eat in the ancient world. You would, as we see, the Last Supper, they weren't actually sitting on chairs. They'd be leaning against each other on the floor. But lie down, and then we have this Greek term, symposia, symposia. And that's the Hebrew idiom in Greek, transferred to Greek. Symposia means drinking parties or gatherings of people drinking together. The most famous drinking party is this symposium, which was when Plato writes of when Socrates and friends discuss the meaning of love. And in fact, rather than drinking, which they do in a bit, they become more interested in talking. So literally, drinking party, but symposium had already begun to mean any kind of gathering where you came together. And they do this on the green grass. And then they all get down, or you know, it's another word for lie down. It says prasie, prasie, which means green grass, or perhaps clump of green grass. Something you see in desert, you know, places where there is water. You see these clumps of growth. And once again, it's a Hebrew idiom, repeating the same word twice. So how does this work then? Well, we see it with day by day. Day day means each individual day. Or two by two, which doesn't mean two here and two there, but rather in twos, pairs, together. They enter two by two. And here it means that they're divided into these little symposia, drinking parties, groups of people celebrating together. They're also divided into something that looks like a clump of green grass, of green land, really. Not that it's just grass, but, you know, edible things. And that's the point of this parable. Remember, we're still in the age of Epiphany, the time of Epiphany in the liturgy, about Christ appearing to the people in different ways. This is a sort of Epiphany. But it's found in community, it's found in gathering, coming together. They're broken up into these little groups because that's the only way we can form real communities. It's what the church has done. It's why we have parishes, religious houses, prayer groups, discussion groups, perhaps little stations which provide care, concern, homes, small clinics, hospitals. Done this throughout the time of the history of the church. But the important thing is not just what we do, but the fact we do it together makes it real. And that's why Christ feeds the people in the desert, not so that they need to get fed, because that's important, but so they will feed together and belong to something more than themselves, but not so big that it becomes meaningless. Not so huge that it's just a label. No, groups that are small enough to be real. Why we should try to stick to our parishes, even when the parish doesn't seem very good. You know, priests get this, particularly religious priests, people always telling us what's wrong with the parish. Very rarely do people say, "I'm what's wrong with the parish." And yet, that may well be the truth, or part of the truth. So that's what this story is about. It's about gathering in the numbers which are enough to make it real so that we can see each other and be with each other. That's a true epiphany of Jesus the Christ who has come among us.